Hey everybody out there in podcast land. My name is Chris and I'm an EMT instructor at a local college EMT program. I put together these podcasts of my EMT lectures after I noticed students in my class were recording me on their smartphones. Though many of the students told me that they were getting the information from the original lecture, they said that they liked being able to go back and listen to the lecture, especially around testing time. So it was at that point that I asked the students, would it benefit them if I actually put the lecture on a podcast emphasizing the learning points for that particular lecture? And of course, the answer was yes. Since I'm new to podcasting, I am designing my lectures based upon the PowerPoint slides. This will be changing in the future as I have realized that some of the information that's in the PowerPoint slides I just cannot convey to you via a lecture. Now, the emphasis of the lectures here are to recapture the important information that was told to you during the classroom lecture. I will be highlighting those areas that I think are important to you, not only for the classroom test, but also for the National Registry. With that, if you are listening to these lectures and you are not in my classroom, you can still benefit from these lectures as they are being designed to help all students with the National Registry test and preparation. These podcasts are not endorsed by the college. This is just something that I decided to do for my students, as it is my goal to have each one of my students successfully pass the program and go on to be not a good EMT, but a great EMT. Okay, so my motivation behind these podcasts is that I went through a very crappy EMT program. And when I was out there working as an EMT, I soon realized that I lacked the knowledge and skills to be an effective EMT. And subsequently, I had to teach myself at that point in time. I've been involved in EMS since 1986. Yes, I am that old. I have over three decades of knowledge and experience in EMS. Now, what I need to do is take what's in my head and put it in your head. What I have found is that the best way to do this is through storytelling. See, if you can visualize what I am telling you, you have a better chance of understanding and remembering what we were talking about in the podcast. So if I'm telling you a story about a patient who's in congestive heart failure, if I could describe this to you so that when you are taking the test, you remember what it looks like and what to do, then we're successful. The second part to this is that when you're out there in the field and you come across that congestive heart failure patient, you're going to immediately recognize it because your mind is going to remember that story that I told you. Not only have I been in EMS since 1986, but I've also been teaching since 1986. I started teaching CPR and first aid, and once again, I found that I was successful with my students when I told stories. So you will be hearing multiple stories, some funny and some sad. I hope that you keep coming back to these podcasts to see what is new and what other podcasts I will be doing. Just so you know, I will be designing podcasts on how to prepare for a job in EMS and how to apply for a job as an EMT, how to prepare for the ambulance driver's test by the California DMV, how to prepare to be a police officer, firefighter, testing requirements, and all those little specific things that are nuances that people never tell you about. This page, we are accepting donations. Those donations will be used to keep this programming going, as it is not free, and as of right now, I'm paying for everything personally. But once again, it is my goal to give you guys what you need to get through this program and pass National Registry, as well as giving you an example of what the EMS field has to offer you. I'm very excited for you, and I really hope you enjoyed these podcasts. I don't know if there's a way that you can give us feedback, but if there is, please give feedback and tell me what you like, what you don't like, and what you'd like to see in the future. Thank you very much, and I hope you enjoy listening.